USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least three people are dead after a massive nor'easter dumped more than 30 inches of snow on parts of the Northeast. The three deaths were in New York, where one man fell into a swimming pool and two others died while shoveling snow. The lights are mostly back on, but more than 100,000 people had lost power at one point. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations says the U.N. Security Council will push Russia on its massive buildup of troops along the Ukrainian border. Russia contends it has no plans to invade Ukraine, but is demanding promises, including it will never allow Ukraine into NATO. This as Ukraine's ambassador to the United States, Oksana Mikhanova, says we need to take things slow regarding Russia.
In order to defend our country, we cannot afford to panic. We have to get ready, all of us.
USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
President Biden is meeting with the ruling leader of Qatar at the White House.
Qatar's a good friend and reliable and capable partner, and I'm notifying Congress that I will designate Qatar as a major non-NATO ally to reflect the importance of our relationship.
The Emir of Qatar was updated on the status of diplomatic efforts between the United States and Europe. The FDA is granting full approval to Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine. Pfizer's COVID shot got approval last August. Both had been distributed under emergency use authorization. Moderna's COVID vaccine, now called Spikevax, is fully approved for adults. It retains emergency use authorization for teens and for use as a booster shot. Forecasters say there's a 90% chance the weather will cooperate as SpaceX tries tonight to launch a Falcon 9 rocket. Liftoff from Florida scheduled for 6:11 Eastern Time. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is apologizing and promising a shake-up after an update on the official inquiry into claims of lockdown-breaching parties in his administration.
Yes, we can be trusted. Yes, we can be trusted to deliver. We said that we would get Brexit done, Mr. Speaker, and we did. And we're setting up free ports around the whole United Kingdom. I've been to one of them today, which is creating tens of thousands of new jobs.
Lawmakers, including fellow Conservatives, demanding answers from Mr. Johnson in Parliament. This week is Black Lives Matter Week at schools across the nation.
A Denver, Colorado elementary school will be holding a Black Lives Matter event for kindergartners and first graders this week. Topics of discussion will include restorative justice, transgender affirming, queer affirming, and black villages. Nicole Neely, president of Parents Defending Education, speaks out on Fox News.
This is Black Lives Week of Action in schools, and so this is one of dozens of schools across the country that will be doing this instead of the things that we expect our children to be learning. Centennial Elementary, where this is taking place, only 31% of students score at or above proficiency in math and reading. These are issues that, you know, parents should be deciding, families should be deciding, because this is not what we send our children to school to learn.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.